And of course, you get caught up in the heat of the battle, and the, and you know, the pace of the game is so ferocious these days, especially in international football. But he's desperately sorry that for all of us, with obviously Seamus Coleman, who is a great professional and captain of his country and a really, really good player. So our thoughts are with him. I'm sure he'll make a full recovery. But of course, nobody wants to see anybody injured. And Neil's, like all of us here at Aston Villa, you know, disappointed because, you know, these things unfortunately happen in football. You know, we see bad injuries. You know, every other Saturday we see a bad injury. So all our thoughts are with Seamus. As for Neil himself, as I said, he's disappointed and he's just got to get on with it.
Mm. I mean, we spoke a few weeks ago that you were there when Dave Boost had done his leg. Mentally, in the first 50-50 that comes along on Saturday, and Neil's going into it, and you want him to go in there and win the ball just as much as ever, but is there any lingering?
Well, of course, that's the big challenge Neil will have to face himself. Nobody can be in that situation rather than Neil. But I think once you start the game, and once you're in the flow of the game, when you go into a tackle, you go into a tackle. I don't think you think about it, you know? I think that's probably why the accidents happened. You know, Neil's looked at this, he's hesitated, and then thought, I've got to make the challenge, and he's caught him. So, you know, only Neil can answer that. And of course, I think once he gets over it, and once he gets back playing, then I'm sure he'll be fine.
What do you make of FIFA investigating that situation as well?
Well, I think we're all shocked of the extent of, obviously it's not great when somebody breaks a leg. And so it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, FIFA, it seems a bit, but I'm not so sure what the international rules are because I'm not involved in it, but it seems a bit, that seems a bit harsh to me.
Mm-hmm. So on to Villa then. Is it me or is there a little tiny chink of light?
Well, results, as I said 5-6 weeks ago to you, Mark, results gives us that little chink of light. But there's for me, slow shoots of recovery of where we need to be. The lads who we brought in January are starting to get to grips with it. All of them, not bar none, are now moved into their properties and in the area and starting to get the grips of what the club entails for them. It's a shame, that horrible run we had, that horrible run, if we had just been on a poor run instead of an awful one, who knows? But we've got 8 games to go, we're on a good vein of form at the moment, we've got 2 tough home games coming up, Norwich, we're a good side, so it'll be a good test again tomorrow.
I mean, obviously Norwich above you in the table, but results-wise, and also there's been a bit of ups and downs over at Carrow Road as well. So, does that ever really affect a football team when they've gone through ups and downs with the change of manager on this and the other?
Well, the one thing, a change of manager seems pretty consistent nowadays, doesn't it? You know, if you look at half the championship now, the change of manager, maybe even more than half. So, it's they've changed the manager. Nobody, as I've said many times to you, Mark, now, nobody in football wants to see that. You know, for me, Alex has done a really good job down there. But obviously, they're in a bad vein of form. They lose heavily at Sheffield Wednesday, and he's paid the price. So they're on the lookout for a new manager. They've had a good result last week, and just when a few are stuttering, they've won a game, and all of a sudden, they've propelled themselves back in with a chance. So it'll be a tough game tomorrow, we expect. They've got good players. They've been in the Premier League a couple of times, so they've still got some very, very good players in attacking areas, that's for sure.
And it's fine for me. A lot of your games remaining are at home, which again is a good thing for you if you are going to keep this run going.
Well, to give ourselves any chance of finishing where we want to try and finish, then the more home games, the better. Our home form has stacked up over the season. You know, we've been very, very pleased with that. Over the last couple of weeks now, we've managed to win at Rotherham and managed to win at Wigan, whereas previous to that, you know, that would be a potential banana skin for us. So there haven't been pretty games, and the thousands who have travelled there will testify to that. But when they come away and you've won a match, then we've found a way to win, which is vitally important in this league.
Steve, realistically, I mean, you'd always try to win a game and who knows, but realistically, next season's the big push for promotion. I was surprised in the week to read you're saying you might not be that busy in the summer. What's all that about? Because
I don't think there's going to be absolute wholesale changes, Tom, if I'm being honest. And look, we've got to look at financial fair play. My job always is to knock on the door and make sure that I get a player in, and I've been doing it for 20 years and I'm not going to stop now. So a manager's job is always that you want to try and improve. What I've been saying is, though, very quietly, maybe two or three, but let's now start looking for that real quality, which makes a difference. You know, we've made huge changes to the squad. The turnover of players and the turnover of staff here and the turnover of everybody has been far too many. So there has to come a time when there's a bit of stability. You know, we brought in six in January. So two or three bits of quality. And of course, what we have got is we've got 10, 12 players out on loan at the moment. We've got to sort their futures out. You know, we're spending a lot of money on players who are not even here. So we've got to resolve their futures. And we've got to make decisions in the next 4 or 5 weeks. And you're right, whoever's sitting in the chair here at Aston Villa, we've got to mount a challenge. I'm under no illusion that we have to mount a challenge, and that's the way it is. If you're managing Aston Villa, you've got to mount a challenge to get out of this division.
Sometimes, though, you have to invest, you know, just to stand still sometimes. So yeah. To actually make the challenge when three teams are coming down with potloads of money,
yeah.
With Premier League players, to get in that automatic is going to be really tough unless you do bring quality.
Yeah, very, very tough. There's no, hey, look at us and Norwich. There's two, three, you know, both relegated last year. Mm. You know, we haven't found it easy. Both clubs change managers. You know, it's not easy. You know, you look at big clubs like Middlesbrough who haven't been in for 15 years, how tough they find it. You know, Sunderland, there's another one, you know. So it's very, very tough. And what we've all learned is, I mean, the club spent millions last summer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't guarantee you nothing, you know. So I'm very pleased we've got a nucleus of a decent squad. Now we need to start just adding two or three rather than six or eight changes, two or three to the squad, and that real bit of quality which can make a difference.
Without being rude to you, and I'm not trying to be rude, or to the club, but they did spend millions, but not on Premier League quality. The players that have come in from the Championship, you need that little bit extra.
I think the big thing that we have to face, we're in the Championship now, so A, to get a really proven Premier League player, Tom, nowadays is probably, in terms of wages, above beyond us. Okay. We've got to be realistic to understand that, you know, how I'm ringing round managers now who are now in the Premier League, and the average wage and the wages that people are on now is just astronomical. You know, it's what it is. If you've been in the Premier League and you're a Premier League player, then you earn a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And maybe they might be beyond us, Tom. That's the problem. So, you know, we've got to try and bridge that. It's up to me to find that bit of quality. And if, of course, we can buy out the Premier League, then I'll try my best.
But three teams are coming down with Premier League quality, yeah. With Premier League wages, with Premier League money. You know, so my point is, and everybody, you know, this is a massive club, which you've said, they want to get out of this division. You're sort of not going to do it if... You know where I'm coming from?
Absolutely. Well, look, you know, I'm under no illusion how difficult it is, but, you know, I've seen enough. I've seen enough in the 5 months I've been here that we've got a nucleus. Mm. Now, can we sprinkle that little bit of magic to go and get one or two really good ones? With that, Tom, yeah. Unquestionably, we need money. Yeah. And don't worry, I'll knock down the door, because we all, as managers, that's our job, is to keep knocking down the door to try and improve.
Just finally from me, because of all the money, the Premier League now is almost becoming a private members club, isn't it? Yeah. You know, and yeah. If you don't get into it pretty quickly, you're going to be left out of it.
Yeah, it's so difficult. It's so difficult even when you're in the Premier League and you've been in the Championship, yeah. As now Middlesbrough are finding out, Hull, my old club, are finding out. It's so difficult to bridge the gap. The longer you're in it, the Premier League, yeah. Then of course it becomes easier. But it is like a members club, and of course, when you're competing against the big clubs in this country now, then this, the wages that these people demand are just incredible.
Good enough.